Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Well, well, well. Hello, world. News, information, and comment every day at this time. We like to think of this program as an antidote to the left-leaning news media out there. Hey, I've worked in radio, television news, been a television news anchorman, had several talk shows on both radio and TV, and I've hung around an awful lot of the world's crowd in the media, and they just think differently than you and me, assuming you're a Christian. Why? Well, the Bible's pretty clear. Sure, there's a worldview. There's a biblical view. Which side are you on? If you watch and listen to them, you can tell the big, big difference. Yes, you can, my friend. So thank you for supporting the program by listening and telling others about the broadcast. And of course, as always, a big thank you to those who give to keep the program on the air. What in the world is going on? Confusion reigning. I'm telling you, it's confusion reigning. Why? Well, FBI Director Christopher Wray on Wednesday pushed back on social media threats made against him and other law enforcement officers in this country. Following his agency, the FBI, they're scary. They're unprecedented. Good word. Unprecedented search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. On Monday, the FBI executed that raid on his Florida home there and did it by night. Droves of social media posts criticized the incident, the FBI, rightly so, and accused the Bureau of being politicized in nature. It is. Some messages also called for violence toward Wray and the FBI, a massive uprising in this country, and that, wow, civil war should break out now. I'm always concerned about these kind of threats of law enforcement, Wray said. Violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter who you're upset with. He called all of the threats deplorable and dangerous. And we're thinking the same thing about the FBI and associated groups. Deplorable, dangerous. What in the world? Dateline, Atlanta. Police there have a person of interest in custody after a man was killed at his own birthday party. The shooting happened Wednesday night at an Airbnb in the southeast side of the city. Police say an altercation broke out around midnight. Not a large party. The fight began inside the home before spilling outside. The victim was shot once, taken to a hospital, died. Happy birthday. How awful. Walgreens in trouble? Possibly. A federal judge ruled this week that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer on Wednesday upheld a city attorney's claim that the pharmacy chain, Walgreens, had not exercised proper oversight with prescriptions, including over-dispensing addictive substances and failing to report any suspicious orders. Walgreens pharmacies in San Francisco dispensed hundreds of thousands of red flag opioid prescriptions without performing adequate due diligence. According to the judge, tens of thousands of these prescriptions were written by doctors with suspected prescribing patterns. Oh boy. A judge sentenced an Oklahoma woman to life in prison after she admitted to winning over the aspirations of a man who was not her husband, then convincing that man to kill the husband. Christy Evans, 49, sentenced Wednesday at the county courthouse there. She said she showed no remorse for her actions, according to the Oklahoman. In his decision, the judge said Evans planned the murder, provided the weapon and ammunition, and gave her lover, Cahill Square, 27 years old, access to her home where the crime occurred. It's the old, new America. Well, here it is on a Thursday, it's just getting public now, a new battle cry, if you will. Stop funding companies that hate you and everything you stand for. How does that sound? A multitude of woke corporations moved blatantly against American consumers' pro-life perspectives when the Dobbs decision came from the Supreme Court, returning regulation of the lucrative abortion murder industry to states. They announced all sorts of programs, including those that would use corporate money to pay for workers to travel to abortion-promoting states for what they call health care. Health care for who? Not health care when you murder a child. but the company's social agenda is generating a response, and the latest appears to be a boycott of Target again. That announced that by, 500,000 strong, concerned women for America are involved? The details are outlined in the Washington Examiner, which explained concerned women described Target's agenda as a real slap in the face to anyone who is pro-life. And if you're a customer of Target, maybe you shouldn't be. Penny Nancy, chief CWA, pointedly noted that Target does not provide help to pregnant employees who decide to have their children. But if you want to get rid of them, they're Johnny on the spot. Oh, this story could go on forever. Here it is. My responsibility to my children and my family. The public school system cannot be saved. Even if it could, I'm not sending my kids in to help in that mission. Not their job. They're not equipped. No child is equipped. I hear parents say they won't leave the school system because they want to fight. But it's not you doing the fighting. It's your child, and your child cannot win it. You're sending him on a suicide mission. It isn't fair to him. The school system is undefeated. It changes children. Children do not change it. But yet, you keep feeding your kids into the meat grinder. Maybe it will be different this time, you think. You know it won't be, but you tell yourself that it will be. Save your own. Get them out of the school system. Let the system collapse and die as it should. Whoa. Matt Walsh, what do you think of that? Well, is this a part of it? Let's look at Texas. Discord between teachers, state legislature, main reason for so much dissatisfaction around the country. But in Texas, oh, it's scary. A majority of teachers there apparently on the verge of quitting. According to a new survey, the study, which was conducted by the Texas State Teachers Association, says 70%. Seven out of every 10 there, 688 teachers, they were surveyed, and they're considered leaving the teaching profession. The number is the highest recorded by the TSTA, which has been tracking teachers' concerns in the Lone Star State for over 40 years. The survey recorded 53% of the teachers they asked considered leaving their jobs back in 2018. About 94% of surveyed teachers attested to the, pandemic increasing stress in their professional lives, while 84% said their workload and planning requirements increased. Around 41% of respondents said they took extra jobs throughout the year. Teachers quitting around the country, not just Texas. How about this? Let's go to the grocery store and talk politics. What? Whole Foods, one of the biggest and best in the country, and their CEO, John Mackey, says, "I feel like, oh really, socialists are taking over America. The conscious capitalism innovator on overregulation, COVID mandates, and why he's going to be speaking his mind much more freely as he retires. My concern is I feel like socialists are taking over." CEO John Mackey telling that on the Today Show. They're marching through the institutions. They're taking over education. We've already talked about that. It looks like they've taken over a lot of corporations. It looks like they've taken over the military. And it's just continuing. It's nonstop. You know, I'm a capitalist at heart, and I believe in liberty and capitalism. Those are my twin values. And I feel like, you know, with the way freedom of speech is today, the movement on gun control, a lot of the liberties that I've taken for granted most of my life, I think, are under threat. Well, I think most of us can say, I am on your side, John. If you're as old as I am, I just turned 59. That's what he said. You will remember how dreary food shopping was before Whole Foods exploded on the scene in 1978. Has it been that long? I thought it was a new concept. When I was a kid, you were fortunate to find two or three types of potatoes in the produce aisle. One type of eggplant, maybe a green pepper, a sad jalapeno. Even in the big cities, you had to roam around all over town to find oddball spices. And you can pick them up now, everywhere. At the end of this month, Mackey's retiring. Throughout his career, he's developed and evangelized what he calls conscious capitalism, or business that seek to create financial, intellectual, social, cultural, emotional, spiritual, physical, and ecological wealth for all of its stakeholders. This guy's on target. We know strange things are happening in America. This is just a part of it. Go, John. He'll probably have some strange accident here in the days ahead. And this one is not surprising. Constitutional expert and George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley has cited a Monmouth University poll in charging that the specifically special orchestrated television show from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her demonic team to investigate the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol has had virtually no impact on the public's view of that day. But digging into the details, the shows actually are making a minor difference, a change that supports Donald Trump, believe it or not. The poll shows that from June to August, the percentage of Americans who believe Trump was directly responsible for the riot dropped from 42 to 38%, and the percentage who say he did nothing wrong rose from 30 to 32%. So I guess they're saying it backfired. The whole mess, and we were subjected to it on national television, backfired. But they'll keep it up. They'll either get him in jail, plan some way to render him silent, or somehow kill him. Why? He's standing up for you and me. Or as he has said himself, they are not after me. They are after you, and I am standing in the way. Okay, just sit down, relax for just a moment, and catch a breath, because this will get you. Democrats love playing with terminology. They redefine everything, anything. From a recession to bill titles, it's all semantics, and it fits whatever we need to do today. The latest, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, you will not live long enough to have any real part of that Reduction Act. It's a title. Beneath the shiny new label is a familiar monstrosity. Build Back Better, the largest tax and spend measure ever imagined in our history, resurrected, albeit slightly hollowed out and restyled to try and lure unsuspecting Americans, you in. It's certainly creative. The same Democrats whose trillion-dollar spending spree unleashed the highest inflation in nearly 40 years will now attempt to persuade people the very solution to the problem they created is to spend billions more. You believe all of that garbage, right? Hey, even the snake oil salesman is shocked by the latest plan by these people. Good grief, Charlie Brown. Get a life. Well, this is living in today's world, right?
You know, God's always going to show up for us when we're in trouble or facing our darkest fears, right? We just need to have some faith in Him and believe in Him. Willie Merrick, a 10-year-old boy, was born to parents who are atheists. They're atheists. However, his godmother, Cadetta Bateman, taught him about the Bible, took him to church every Sunday, helped him grow in his faith in the Lord, and little did he know that that faith in God was going to be the thing that saved his life one day. What a story. The young boy faced one of life's worst nightmares when he was kidnapped from his front yard while playing with his little dog. The kidnapper put Willie in his car and drove around Atlanta, Georgia. At first, Willie was very scared as he thought the kidnapper was going to hurt him. However, that fear soon turned into faith, and he burst out singing every praise. That's a gospel song, I guess, by Hezekiah Walker. The young boy kept singing the song without stopping, did that for 3 straight hours, even though the kidnapper kept threatening him to shut up. After a while, Willie's singing got to the kidnapper, who left him in a random neighborhood and drove off. Willie's favorite song not only comforted him in a potentially deadly situation, it seems to have saved him. I knew it by heart. I could sing the whole thing by heart. If you praise the Lord, He will help you in a mysterious way, said Willie. Isn't that a great... I love it.
And finally, who said that? This is a good one about the Democrats. A specific Democrat destroying 30,000 classified emails with a hammer and some bleach doesn't get your home searched. Don't forget that. How about this one? For those of you who know what's going on but are still choosing to stay silent, just remember that you are making it that much harder for courageous people who are fighting for you and your future and your grandchildren's future. A war is never won by a majority of cowards. From Jesse Walters and Fox News,
How do we know they're not planting evidence right now? Oh, that's a good one. I would prefer 87,000 new border agents or school security officers over 87,000 IRS agents. Lester Roloff, our churches ought not be whipping post, but a hospital. Oh, yeah. And this one will give you pause, make you think today. Much of the world has forgotten God. But I got a feeling he's about to remind us all just who he is. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Hey, I told you on yesterday's program that I was going to be going down to Blountville, Tennessee, WHCB for Fall Fundraiser 2022. I'm excited about it. A reminder, once again, we're going to be in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Pastor Nathan Jennings, we've been praying for him and his family. Some major health issues there. I am privileged to be there September the 11th, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Plan on joining me, will you? So many things happening. I was going to drive down. I love the drive down to Blountville, but not this year. Things have come up all of a sudden. I've got to fly again. Hey, by the way, I wanted to remind you to join me on Facebook, Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Many of you just send wonderful thoughts. I appreciate it so much. For your kind thoughts and compliments. I mean that sincerely. Get on board. Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Hey, I'm going to see some of you, I hope, when I come to Tri-Cities, Tennessee, too. We're going to be speaking. I want to see you. Now, here's a really good question for all of us today. Do you want to experience the full blessing that God has for you? Do you want it? Full blessing that God has planned. You know, our Heavenly Father offers no second best. Everything from His hand is first class, first rate. But all too often, we're willing to settle for far less than He desires to give. That's why a large number of believers are not content with their Christian walk. They struggle over circumstances and complain that the Lord doesn't answer their prayers. Somehow God doesn't meet their needs. He doesn't provide their heart's desire. But they never stop to ask, why am I not experiencing the blessings of God? You know, there is a reason. In order to experience the full blessing of everything that God's planned for you, you've got to meet just one condition, and that's full surrender to God. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, Paul urges us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice, acceptable unto God. You know, many people enjoy talking about divine love and goodness and mercy, but somehow they feel threatened by words like sacrifice, surrender, yielding to God, which implies somebody is about to take control of their life. We all value our freedom. We don't want anyone dominating us or telling us how to go about our business. However, very few people recognize that the life fully surrendered to Almighty God is the freest life you can possibly have. It's true. Let's understand what is meant by sacrifice. In the Old Testament, people would present livestock or agricultural offerings to the Lord as an act of worship. These gifts were offered up or surrendered by the giver. In a similar way, Paul directs believers to present their bodies to God as a living sacrifice. He's talking about not simply the physical being, but yielding of body and soul and spirit to the Lord for His purposes. In other words, it is appropriate for followers of Jesus Christ to live in such a way that their life is a sacrificial offering to God. And for that to happen, one's lifestyle must change. The apostle is telling Christians to stop allowing themselves to be poured into the culture's mold of how to think and how to act. Instead, we should refuse to let the world draw us away from our commitments to Jesus Christ. Since the Lord saved us, since the Lord made us new creations, that's what Acts 4:12, I love 2 Corinthians 5:17, the natural way of doing things simply does not fit who we are to. When we fully surrender to our Creator and reject that plan being shaped according to the world's liking, God's blessings will flow and they'll be coming your way today. That doesn't mean situations are necessarily going to turn out exactly as you wish and hope. Sometimes what we strongly desire is not good for us in the long run, but when we're completely yielded, we can be assured of blessings that God, in His infinite wisdom and goodness and love, knows exactly what is best for you. You might ask, what right does God have to require my full commitment and full surrender? Well, first of all, Psalm 103, verse 19 says, the Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over, there it is, all. When the Bible says all, that's what it means. As the sovereign ruler of this universe, God's entitled to control our life. And secondly, He created all things, Colossians 1:16, and He sustains us daily. He's the one who keeps our heart beating. Sure He does. Our Creator certainly has the authority to determine how we live and what's best for us. And thirdly, He has a right as our Savior and owner, according to Titus 2:14, because He purchased you at Calvary with His shed blood. That's to say, He really does have a deed to your life. You know, the tragedy is that people who have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior somehow fail to understand His lordship. The word Lord is casually in song and conversation, but far too few Christians live out its meaning. In other words, He has absolute authority and ownership and control of your life. As Scripture says, do you not know that you're not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Isn't that great? 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. As our owner, the Lord has the right to demand that you and I walk in obedience to Him. Probably the main operative word for the Christian. Obedience is the best way to show that you believe. We are then to live a life totally yielded to Him because of who He is. And another reason for full surrender is that God has planned the very best for His children and stores up goodness for you. Jeremiah 29:11, Psalm 31:19. He's looking out for every single believer desiring to provide abundant blessings to you. The proof is that God did not withhold the best He had, His only begotten Son. Rather, He gave Him up for our sake. That is almost too much to grasp. Romans 8:31 and 32. Let me ask you, are you dissatisfied with your Christian life? Sensing maybe that your relationship with the Lord lacks some intimacy? This is an indication God is calling you for full surrender, giving complete control to Him, trusting in the Holy Spirit's power, and waiting to see what God will do in your life. It really does reveal wisdom and courage to take healthy spiritual risk. It's no way a sign of weakness, my friend. Does God have complete control of your life? And this sounds like a flashback to my unsaved days. Switching gears here on the lighter side. A patient came into the hospital with a burned right hand. As the doctor took down his medical history, he asked the man, "Do you smoke, sir?" "Yep, two packs a day," said the man. Concerned, the doctor told him, "You should consider quitting, sir." "Nope, nope, it's okay," said the man. "I smoke with my left hand." Was stupid, but probably reality. You've been listening to Hello World every day, Monday through Friday. At this time, we're here, and we're glad that you are too. Tell somebody about the broadcast, and don't forget the fall fundraiser coming up 7th, 8th, and 9th there at WHCB. And we're going to be again, First Freewell Baptist Church in Elizabethton, Tennessee, morning and night, Sunday, September the 11th. Really looking forward to that one as well. Can you come and join us? I'd love to see you. Fall fundraiser, where? Bluntville, Tennessee. Down at WHCB 91.5, that station that heralds Christ's blessing. I'm really looking forward to it. And that's the way it is. Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.